Hey, it's Paulie from the Paul and Griff Show, and you need to check out Water Trailer Podcast. It is a podcast hosted by Cassie and Anthony. They discuss the world of trailers, old and new, on the big screen as well as the small screen, and they review trailers from film, TV, and video games. Make sure you find them on Twitter at TrailerWatt or on Instagram at WTTPod, as well as anywhere that you can find podcasts. So make sure you check out their show after our show.
So,
what's up?
Well, it's the bit of beginning the show, like we do the intro.
Well, I know that, but have you seen the film? There's not a lot to do with what we could do for the intro, is it?
I have seen the film, but it's kind of like what we do.
We could just quack.
Quack?
We could do like duck puns, like, you know, hey, it's going to be a quacking show.
Oh, we're doing this to pay the bills.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we just fly together and start the show.
Oh, fly together. I like that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Paul and Griff Show. You got myself, Paul.
You got myself, Griff.
And here we are again. Oh, Griff, what are we dissecting this week?
We are dissecting the Mighty Ducks. Quack, quack, quack.
We're looking at all three of the Mighty Duck films and a little bit of the animated cartoon series and whatever else we can find, as well as we're going to do top six films on ice.
That's the one.
Seems loosely termed, isn't it?
Does.
Oh, but it all make sense. But before we get to all that, we're going to start off like we do every week, and that is this week's movie news.
Bum, bum, bum. And as we start every week, it seems, in the news, there's more delays. The latest is Black Widow. So Black Widow has now been pushed back to 2021. And because of that, it moves the whole Marvel back future catalogue back even further.
Yeah, I mean, 2021's not as far away as what it seems, though. So it depends what part. I'm guessing July. July feels like a time they'd start releasing stuff again.
July or May.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because it's not miles away now, because you think we're pretty much in October, so.
And it'll probably be the first time since, don't know what year, that we haven't actually had a Marvel movie in the cinema. That'd be a crazy. The Oscars would definitely be interesting to see what classifies and what's included. But yeah, unfortunately, Black Widow joins the Bond will be next, and Fast and the Furious are laughing a little bit because they were the first people to delay their film to 2021. And everyone's like, oh, wow, look at them pushing theirs back. But they're not looking so silly now.
They're not. It's weird because Fast and Furious have got quite a massive fan base. So there's probably loads of people out there that are really excited for that film. I really sound so down on it the way I'm saying it. I think the trailer was just too much. I don't often get exhausted just watching a trailer, but that trailer actually tired me out watching it.
Yeah, that one was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm guessing it just leaves Fast Furious fans absolutely mouth-watering for it.
Need it.
But yeah, they're laughing at the moment. Like, we ain't got to move ours back. So let's see. Hopefully after this year, let's see if we get it. In other news, talking about Bond and the possible further delays, Henry Cavill of Superman fame has thrown his name in the hat, saying he'd love to play 007. I don't know if he's too big a name. He's definitely got the charisma and the physique. I definitely prefer him to Tom Hardy.
Has he got the charm, though?
Yeah, he has got the charm. I didn't know he was... Only when I was looking at... I was watching Alone at Holmes the other day on Netflix. I just found out he's British, which I was quite surprised about.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He's one of our own. One of our own.
Oh, one of us.
So it ticks the box about him being Bond.
Get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod. I'll give him a call. But Well, see, I still think it's. I think I said on Twitter, like, I think they're too busy trying to get the latest film out before announcing the new one.
So imagine that though, his film will probably be out first. Do you remember California Dreams?
What, surf dudes of attitude?
The kind of groovy ones. The drummer in that used to always wanted to be James Bond. He used to have a daydream all the time. He used to come in a suit and be like, "Hi, I'm James Bond." Although that probably didn't happen at all, but he did want to be James Bond.
Don't even remember the guy with the leather jacket, the Fonzie wannabe.
I think Jake.
Jake. And I remember the girl with the. Did she play this? Not the saxophone or something like that.
Bass, didn't she?
Yeah, the bass.
Tiffany? I don't know. I think
Yeah.
Tiffany. Like, I know all of
Oh.
them. This show is everything to me.
That's it. You love it.
Well, no, because Jake used to have a song saying, "I used to have, I had a little too much to drink." I think then a couple of seasons later on, they changed it to "Had a little too much to dream,"
Oh.
which I don't know why. I'm sure that's the thing. I might have made that up. I don't know. I was young and tired.
I just remember it was that. There was Hang Time. Oh, Hang
Oh, hang
Time.
time.
Give it together.
Beautiful.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
We should do a
they were
bonus
the
episode where
days,
we just
eh?
sing all the theme tune. How could that not be a hit?
That would be a massive hit.
Yeah.
In other film news, apparently Samuel L. Jackson has agreed to play Nick Fury, a new Marvel Disney Plus series, which hasn't been announced.
Agents of Shield.
Oh, that's just finished. He was in there. He was in the season finale, season one. But yeah, apparently he's agreed. But not only that, I saw something on Twitter. And I went to look at it before we came on the show to find articles, and I couldn't find it. But I did read early in the week that Robert Downey Jr. has agreed to play Iron Man again. And I was like, and you were the same reaction, like, oh, like, kind of tarnishes it. But when I read the article, it was more like his voice was going to be used as kind of a Jarvis, so someone was going to make an Iron Man suit. And he'd be like the kind of voiceover, like Jarvis, like kind of thing,
Oh, that's like work
which,
from home.
yeah, I still don't know what I still don't know how I feel about it because I think he had such a powerful send off. I think just let it go. But what they were saying is because Doolittle Bond, which obviously puts him back at square one with, what do you think? He's amazing, but like apart from Sherlock. Ain't really done much apart from old Iron Man. He's brought in a lot of money. He's probably bought a lot of mansions, a lot of suits. I'm not surprised he doesn't want to like let go.
I mean, the problem is everyone's up for a change, but when you've got such a good thing, you'd be silly not to keep going. Like Star Wars is the prime example. Like, look at something like Hamill, and
Yeah.
sometimes you just got to accept it's the role you're born to play.
He was born to play Robert Downey, play himself, play Iron Man, but yeah,
The other.
totally.
He did really good in that Elton John video that time. Do
Oh, I'd love that.
you remember
Oh, I do.
that? I wonder,
But
is
it's
it possible?
impossible.
That one, that was a great video.
You've said he's the best lip sync in like movie history.
I remember at the time, I actually thought it was him singing because I know at the time he was going through a quite dark period in his life. So it made sense. But then I found it was Elton John, it made more sense to sound like Elton John.
Yeah, I think at the time, like Elton John kind of related because Elton John used to be like an alcoholic and drug like addict. I think he reached out and yeah, it was a powerful video. But going back to Samuel Jackson and them teasing he's going to play Nick Fury in a future Disney Plus series, can we just have the programs you've already promised us, please, Disney Plus?
Yeah,
Stop
when's
teasing
what?
us and give us some programs.
Well, I'm thinking when they relaunch What If, they could do What If every Marvel show wasn't cancelled in 2020. That's a
Don't know
little.
if they can release What If because they're waiting. It may have a tie-in with a movie. I know What
No,
If
it
it
doesn't. It
won't be
doesn't. It
the
doesn't.
last.
It
I know.
doesn't.
Yeah. What If I know is going to be the last time we hear Chadwick Boseman's voice, and I'm guessing see his likeness. 'Cause I think What If is going to be all animated. I don't know if it is live.
I think it'd make more sense to be animated, because the What If comics were just so wild that to like sort of record them would just be crazy, if that makes sense. It gives them so much more freedom to just get everyone involved if it's animated.
Definitely.
And
It
use
should
the bigger
be.
stars as well with names. So maybe that's something like Robert Downey Jr. can tie himself up to, just do bits like that.
Oh yeah, I'd understand like bits like that, and it makes sense for his voice to be used like that. I just think Disney Plus needs to stop kind of teasing us and actually give us some shows rather than
They will come
keep
in.
on. I must admit, I'm very, very impressed. Someone took the WandaVision trailer and did a 2.5 hour podcast episode dissecting it, which
Yeah.
is that's dedication. That is kind of that's a dissection.
There's a dissection. Speaking of nothing about that, do you see Tom Cruise is going to film his next film in space?
I did see something like that, and I thought it might. I don't know if it's the new Mission Impossible or not, but
I'd be surprised. I don't know what other film he could convince to send him up in space.
he just loves kind of
Bow,
pushing
bow,
the
bow,
envelope,
bow,
doesn't he?
bow, bow.
Obviously, we've got Top Gun with him. Like, when's that gonna like come out? Talking about
2020,
space, Tom
2021.
Cruise officially taking on his biggest stunt yet in October 2021 when he travels to outer space to film a new movie. The Space Shuttle Almanac tweeted Wednesday that previous reports that Cruise would lead the first movie filmed in outer space. I was going to say what film. So it's currently an untitled movie. That kind of, mate, you can tell if he's at a gala with like Tom Hanks and all that. I went, oh, Apollo 13, that was impressive. And Tom Hanks like, oh, thank you very much. Yeah, but you weren't really in space, were you?
It's just like so crazy. Like the whole idea of movies, you don't actually have to do this.
Yeah. I'm guessing he
You
just
know?
wants to be a first, the first ever person
Oh,
to.
it'd be like, no, it'd be like Tom Hanks. Oh, we're gonna make Saving Private Ryan 2. Okay, what are we gonna do? Oh, actually gonna drop me in the middle of a war and see if I can survive. You know, it's just it's don't I get it, it's cool and it's cool to say you've done it and it's a way to tick it off your bucket list on someone else's tab. But come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's
Couldn't be him.
craziness. Like Jaws, you know, we're gonna make a new Jaws a real shark to really get the suspense in the character's face. Or the real fear.
I heard that's what Deep Blue Sea 4 is going to
It's deeper, apparently.
be. And bluer.
It's bluer. It's going we're going deep blue. We're
It's
going
deeper.
deeper.
It's deeper, bluer. You can't
See
wait to
ya.
see it.
See
Oh.
ya. See ya.
If you want to contact us for like taglines, we're here.
Oh.
We're here.
Deeper, bluer, and see ya.
And we're cheap.
Her name was Sia, wasn't
Yeah, I think so.
Sail away. She could be in it. It's deeper, bluer. It cuts around. Goes and see ya. Sail away. Sail away.
See ya.
Sorry.
And the other big news of the week, Father of the Bride reunion, where it's like a Zoom call,
Oh.
but it's actually gonna proper. Whereas I think other programs have had like cast reads and all that. I think this is actually a proper thing that Netflix are going to give us, like the Father of the Bride cast reunited for another wedding. So that should be fun.
Tulula, lula,
I can't
lula.
really remember much of Father and the Bride.
I swear you sung that to her on the steps or something, didn't you, in the house or something?
Oh, you might have done. I literally cannot remember whatsoever
I
much about.
remember that. I'm sure that was a thing. Yeah, I mean it's cool, it's harmless. I'm not excited to watch it, but I'll probably, you know, if it's there, I might watch it and then get into it and can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of fun. I say Netflix have to bring out. Oh, well, cracky! I looked on Netflix the other day and keep on bringing out loads and loads of stuff, and my watch list just gets bigger and bigger, and then just never watch it. But I did finish Ratchet, which was it was okay. Not like must see TV. It was more like visually better, but obviously. Knowing it was tied in with one flew over the cuckoo's nest, I thought I had to give it a watch. It was very American Horror Story, just yeah. But that's really the movie news. Before we dive into Quack Quack Quacking, it's got a little bit of This Week in History. So
Before we dive into this week's history, I
oh
think one more bit of news.
Go on.
Congratulations to you to doing your 50 miles for shelter.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a bit of news. Obviously, you've been raising money for shelter, walking every day, the Griffins. So, yeah. Yeah, big congratulations for that. It's a good thing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, me and the wife decided at the beginning of the month to take on 50 miles each to raise money for shelter, who obviously offer help to the homelessness. And yeah, I've hit my mark, and the wife is just about to hit her mark. And yeah, I think we're just 30 odd quid shy of our £200 target we wanted to raise. But it's been good. It's been good to get out of the house, and it's been good to obviously spend a lot of time this year at home, like during furlough and lockdown. So it's been nice for us to see the nice, great outdoors, and yeah, especially for a good cause. And thanks to everyone who's got behind us, and like, yeah.
Yeah, thank sorry, I just wanted to throw it out there. So anyway, this week in movie news.
Yeah, this week in movie news. In 2000, remember the Titans was released.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Great little sporting movie. I say this week in movie news, TV news, and this week in 1982.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Cheers premiered.
Oh.
Everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. Even go where
everybody knows your name. Do, 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 do. They should do one of this now where it's just an empty pub because no one's allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be the easiest reunion ever.
Really is. Make it mention later on. This week in 1993, Cool Runnings was released.
Oh.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Come on. It's bobsleigh time.
Great film.
Oh, I love
but
that film.
How great. We'll find out later on.
Could be a spoiler. Love that film. What else you've got? Jackass, premiered in 2000. Oh, that makes me feel old.
2000?
Yeah.
Makes me feel I saw that in old. The cinema.
And this is the TV series.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Jesus Christ. I saw that on TV.
Yeah. In 2009, Zombieland was released. Oh,
I didn't mind that. Yeah, I didn't mind that film. Bill Murray's finest.
It was. And not in 2003, The School of Rock. School of Rock was released. That's always a good one. If it's on TV, you've got to chuck it, chuck the channel.
I don't think
over.
I've ever seen it in full, you know.
Have you not?
No.
I very recommend it. It's a very easy to watch, like, on in the, obviously the first time you watch it, be glued to it, but it's a very easy on in the background kind of film. It's got obviously a good soundtrack.
Yeah, no, I think I always held off until I did a podcast about it. So I felt
I'm sure we'll cover it in the future.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll see.
In some way, shape or form. And that's this week in movie / TV news.
Oh, and what a week it's been. But that only leaves one thing. And that is right. It is time to dissect the Mighty Ducks. Quack, 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 quack,
quack,
quack, quack.
Quack attacks back. Quack attacks back.
Oh. Good Lord, man. Where do you want to start with this journey, Griff? Hit us with like dates and facts and figures and all other things that are going to put me on ice. I don't even know what that means, but it's a reference.
Yeah, let's start how we always start off. Let's get the facts out of the way. The Mighty Ducks released 20th of September 1992. We had to wait, though, nearly a year, 2nd of July 1993, for it to come out in the UK. Why? It was about a self-centred Minnesota lawyer is sentenced to community service coaching a ragtag youth hockey team. It's directed by Stephen Herrick, who also did Bill and Ted, Sex and Adventure, Critters and The Chaperone with Triple H. was written by Stephen Brill, who also wrote Ready to Rumble.
Oh, that's a David Arquette movie. Classic.
David
DDP.
Arquette classic. The tagline was, he's never coached, they've never won. Together, they learn everything about winning. Had a budget of $10 million, making $6 million in the opening weekend, and made $50 million worldwide. So, of course, we had a franchise. But let's let's just talk about the first one first. So, what's your thoughts on the Mighty Ducks? I've got some issues.
Well, I liked it overall, but obviously, here are your issues first, because I don't want to say I think this film's amazing and you slam it, it's horrible, and I look awkward. So let's throw out your issues.
Well, I'll get the the elephant in the room out of the way. It's just a little bit of casual racism in it, which really kind of, I know I'd kind of said it on Twitter and I'd save it for the show. So, three times they get references to this, and there's three players in the team, and they're called the Oreo line, which is, if you can see an Oreo, like, and I thought it's just a bit wrong. I'm not going to go too much into explaining it, but I thought, no, it wasn't just mentioned once, but twice, but three times. I'm like, come on, Disney, like, surely, like, and not only that, I'm surprised Disney Plus haven't kind of muted that kind of line out, really. But getting the racism out of the way, it is a fun movie. I think this whole trilogy of movies, even though I love Joshua Jackson as an actor, Charlie annoys the hell out of me. And as the films go on, he annoys me even more.
Yeah, now I get that.
Like, by the third movie, I cringe every time he's on camera because he just makes you feel really weird. And he's just annoying, really. But watching the first movie brought back a lot of memories. It is a lot of fun. It's just one of those sporting movies that they did and they got right. And it's been done and done before, hasn't it? The underdog team who never really played properly together get a new coach. They do really well. They get spanked at first and they go back and they win. Again, they got to go like 3-0 down to start off with before bringing it back. It's pretty strong stuff all in all. What about yourself? What's your kind of thoughts of it all?
It just, I mean, it's a cool film. I didn't mind it. I watched all of them over the weekend again because I haven't seen him like him forever. It's not a go-to film for me. It never has been. I've probably maybe seen it only once or twice in my life. But I don't mind it. I mean, there's some feel-good moments in it, I guess. I mean, the story's predictable. That's the only problem, I guess, when you get older. It all becomes very predictable. All three of them were predictable, and that sort of disappoints it in a bit. But I get I felt like the end matches always seems to be like you look at the film, it's the end match, and there's like a half hour left every time. And you're like, this is like the longest highlights ever. This is like a full match every time.
Well, we'll get a second one. So I found on Comedy Central like 23 questionable life lessons you can learn from the Mighty Ducks. Only the first one. So number one, like, it's really not great to tell your star player if they missed a shot. They're not just letting their coach down, they're letting the whole team down. So that starts off with really great advice. Even though you think like he's cost them the game, but that was just like a penalty shot in overtime. It was 2-2. They lost later on in overtime. But when you watch it, you make you feel like it's a penalty. I suppose maybe it's an English thing. We think it's a penalty shootout, and the keeper celebrates, and the match is over. But later on in the story, they do actually lose in overtime.
Yeah,
But
but that's the whole idea, isn't it? You're meant to like that it gets the coach across that he's horrible and too hard, and it's all about him and not the others. So I understand the reasoning for that.
Another, if you get arrested for driving under the influence, your boss will give you a paid holiday with a limo and a driver. That's a good
Yeah,
little
that one, yeah.
incentive. Never pick up a bag full of money in the street. It's probably full of dog shit.
That's sound advice.
And you're gonna chase those kids through the streets, you're gonna bang your nuts. Oh, it's quite funny. Representation of the kids' lives is the perfect meet cute. Obviously, putting the kids in the limousine, like on the ice. It's quite
Yeah,
funny.
that's dangerous.
The other thing about it's Yeah, that's wrong as well. I'm not going to say that. There's another bit that was wrong in the film, but we'll leave that. It's not to, all it takes to convince a ruthless CEO to sponsor a hockey team for $15,000 is the promise of their own jersey.
There's probably some truth in that, though.
And the kids will love you 1,000 times more if you spend $15,000 of them. So it's okay to get your kids into bondage if they learn a lesson from it. Obviously, they tied Goldberg up to the goalposts and just shoot pucks at him, which I thought was quite funny.
Goldberg.
It's okay to smash company car windows if it's done in order to recruit a street smart alley kid into your hockey team. But yeah, there's loads there, but I thought that was a fun read. But it could have been, the film could have been a hell of a lot different. We could have had, sorry, I didn't even say the cast. I suppose apart from saying all the kids and all that, Emilio Estevez as Gordon Bombay, Joss Ackland as Hans, Lane Smith as the rival coach Riley, Heidi King as Charlie's mum, and obviously, I suppose, Joshua Jackson and Eldon Henson are probably the most known cast as Charlie Conway and Fulton Reed. But it was going to be Jake Gyllenhaal who was supposed to play Charlie, but his parents wouldn't let him do the movie. And there's a very fun interview on YouTube where he kind of denies he's ever seen the movie because he's so kind of sour about it, which I thought was quite funny. And could have been so different. And also, Charlie Sheen was offered the role of Gordon Bombay, but he turned it down. Tiger Blood, hashtag winning. Just to have his brother and Emilio Estevez take the role.
Oh.
Apparently, most of the kids claimed they could skate and play hockey, but they were lying after they were cast. Surely you can breach a contract and you just buy and just we'll just get new people.
Like by number three, they're all just skating down the streets all the time, jumping on buses and skates and everything.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to three. We'll get to three.
Yeah.
The original premise of the Mighty Ducks was much darker with very little comedy. It was going to be about an ex-NHL player turned alcoholic who seeks revenge on his old coach by coaching opposite him. The main idea stayed when Disney brought the rights to the movie, but some elements were changed, such as Bombay is now a lawyer who never played the NHL, who must do community service for driving under the influence. Yeah, I did think at the end of the movie, just because he's kind of beat them into taken to the Pee Wee Hockey Championship, how they gets him a tryout in the NHL. I don't get how that was linked.
Didn't he see him at the game?
Did he see him at the game?
Just over the game, and he's just like, "You're amazing, like you can have a tryout anytime."
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I did.
I thought that was the link.
And the other gripe I got was at the end of the movie, he's like, "Whatever happens, I'll be back next summer because we've got a title to defend." And never defends it. Got two more movies.
I mean, considering like how many other teams have won that title, they've done awfully well for winning one title. I mean, merging all the films to like together, like sort of jumping ahead not too far. Like Goldberg never really was like great.
No.
So how the fuck has he got like a scholarship?
He's got a scholarship. He's got, I know it's not the Olympics, the Good World Games. He's got a Good World Games medal. He's done all right for himself, ain't he?
In film, yeah. We'll leave that there.
But, but in all, like the movie ends with Gordon getting on a Greyhound bus, and the second movie begins with him getting off a Greyhound bus. So we then go on to D2, which is about a couple years later. 25th of March 1994. Again, we've got to wait quite a while. 23rd of December 1994.
Good journey.
Synopsis was, can Gordon's team win the Junior Goodwill Games in California in spite of all the setbacks? It was directed by Sam Wiseman, who's kind of the only kind of thing I could see that he did that I know of is George of the Jungle.
Oh.
Didn't have a budget on IMDb, but the opening weekend it made $10 million and it made $45 million worldwide, which...
No budget, it's all profit, baby.
All profit, baby. And this is like the And see, my problem is it's hard to talk about this fact, talk about the third movie. My problem with this one is they've gone too far. They're now representing their country. So in the third one, for them to go back a step doesn't feel as big. I feel they've just jumped too far.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It just this one I like sort of the idea of the story. I didn't quite understand like Iceland being this stern country. It felt like they wanted to do Russia, but they couldn't, you know?
Yeah, I read apparently none of the teams that are like real famous for ice hockey were
Exactly.
included.
They just sort of heard Iceland and thought, oh, Iceland, ice hockey, must be them.
Yeah.
But you could have just gone against like Canada, which would have made a lot more sense because you sort of have the national rivalry and they actually are good at ice hockey. But what do I know? Yeah, so that sort of happened. I didn't understand, I didn't like the idea of changing jerseys and squad members during the tournament. But I don't know if that's me too World Cupped like program. Like, there's no way that you could just someone get injured and you just swap them in the middle of the tournament.
I'm the same. Again, I don't
That
really
that's why
understand kind of tournament like rules, but I would have thought that's not allowed.
that's why you take a squad.
Yeah.
You know, your striker gets injured. Like, I'm sorry, tough shit. Like, that's it. You can't just say, "Oh, he's out. We're replacing him." Oh, he's back. Oh, we'll replace someone else.
Yeah.
It's like no, just no. It doesn't work like that.
I didn't get that, like, they didn't have Hans in this movie, or Charlie's mum, which I can get. Like, they did a really clever thing with Hans by bringing his brother in and making a little story that he's gone home and all that. But you think because you're representing the country that Charlie's mum would have been there, so
Yeah.
that was really kind of weird for him not to be included. There's quite a lot of people not asked to return for the sequel. Which we'll go. I've got a summary of all the squad. We can go once we've talked about all three. But my main gripe about this really is the goalkeeper. I know you've touched on it already, the goalkeeper situation. You got the cat. What's her main name? Oh, same with the cat. But anyway,
Oh
she's by
yeah, that
far
was
a better.
Dolly.
She's by far a better goalie than Goldberg, and she's begging to get in, and he's like, no, Goldberg's on form. I can't drop him. And she's like, well, because you'll get your chance to show the world what you can do. Don't worry, you'll get your chance. And I'm like, okay, a bit like brings him on when they're getting spanked and she gets herself sent off straight away. But apart from that, doesn't bring her on until the very last like phase of the main match ending just
Yeah.
to save, but he trusts Goldberg, and I just thought that's a stupid decision.
Yeah.
I did like the new additions, the new players. Obviously, the Bash
Well,
Brothers is good laugh.
yeah, Bash Brothers get able to puck shot and all that.
Knuckle, the that's old King
That's it.
Mikel, ain't it? Old
Yeah.
cheeky little grin. Noticed that
He
anywhere.
became a big thing on Saturday Night Live, didn't he?
Yeah, he's
In
good.
America, massive thing on Saturday Night Live. But you know, it's good. I just assumed. So I'm guessing this is like before Keenan and Kel.
He looks
He
it.
looks like,
He.
but Keenan and Kel went on for so long though that he sort of became like, you know, like sort of teenager on it. So I can't remember when it started, but it feels like it was before that. But yeah, no, he done great.
It just shows, just pace, just turn up and start slagging teams off and say you're better and get a chance, eh?
I just sort of don't get I mean, his brother. They could have taken his brother as well.
Could have taken his brother.
I mean, he's good. But I guess, I don't know, you know, take them all. You take update the squad wherever you want.
But
But no, I just
how Averman stays in the squad in all three movies? He only scores one goal in all three films.
But this is what I mean. Like, these people are getting like scholarships as a team. So it's like what? They sign for the NHL afterwards as a team? Like,
Yeah.
where does this end? It never ends. No, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, it just, you know, you don't just sign Messi, you sign every other person that played in his team because they won.
Yeah, and totally.
The whole of Messi's under five team becomes Barcelona because they take the whole team. It's just like crazy. There's some talented people in that team. I think the only one who sort of really had his own story was Banks, I guess, because he sort of got drafted by himself.
He does. And again, I don't know. He's very like, oh, the scouts are watching me in this film. But of course, nothing comes about that because he's just got the same scholarship with the kids in the third one. A lot of this kind of doesn't.
But again, like, if they're like the third one, jumping all over the place, this, if they're like the, I'm guessing they're the year above, no? Or something. How does it work? Because why would you have two ice hockey teams in the same year? So if they're varsity.
I didn't get what varsity, I don't know, varsity just means like, obviously they look a clear like age gap. So how they chose Banks, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So what, has Banks already been at the school for like a couple of years, but he's now got to go back a year to then be with these guys again? Like, how is this? I didn't, you know what I mean? I don't get it.
I assume the way
it's working is like, yeah, that they were a year ahead and this was the next year's thing, but whatever.
But I struggled to find like any decent trivia really when it came to this. It just, the only thing I really found, which for keen ice hockey fans will probably get this. So when Dwayne Robertson was introduced, he says it's a great day for hockey. That's a tribute to former Pittsburgh Penguins, Calgary Flames, Wisconsin University Badger coach and former USA Hockey executive Badger Bob Johnson, who died in 1991, shortly after coaching the Pittsburgh Penguins to the first Stanley Cup championship, and before he was to coach Team USA in the 1991 Canada Cup tournament. That was how Johnson greeted his players every day. Again, doesn't like mean much like to us, but hockey fans, that's probably the best bit of trivia. Apart from Arsenal's uniforms are the same colour as the Hawks in the Mighty Ducks. But yeah, then we got D3, 4th October 1996 in America. And we had to wait again quite a while, 27th of June 1997. The unruly team of hockey misfits grows up a bit and receives scholarships to a prestigious prep school where they take on the snotty varsity team. Directed by Robert Liberman, who had only really done TV work, he still hasn't done anything of note. Again, don't know how much budget was, but only made $22 million in total. This one was weird because, as I said, I got a massive gripe with Charlie and he was especially annoying in this one. Really annoying. But this one pulled on my heartstrings the most out of the three. When he kind of says, you don't look like warriors, whatever it is, you look like ducks. Yeah. I got goosebumps. And I don't know why, but that moment felt like, vulnerable. I don't know. I think this made the underdog thing a lot better. This kind of, don't get me wrong, the first like three quarters of an hour, I don't know how they're all an hour and 40 minutes, by the way. For like a kid's kind of aimed movie, I was like, oh, they'll get to 90 minutes soon. But no, all 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I thought that.
It brings Hans back. It brings the mum back. Other people came back for the third one. Obviously did a naughty by Emilio Estevez being slapping all over the posters. But he's in like four scenes. Like hardly in it at all. It's just...
Yeah. I felt this one, like, it gave it slightly better closure. I didn't hate it at the beginning. It was annoying me because it felt a little bit too... I don't want to say cartoony, but it was just a bit, you know, like with the hose pipe trapped around his leg for about 20 miles when you think there's no way that hose pipe's that long.
No.
So there's bits like that where I thought, what is this? Why is it like... It feels too sort of cartoony. But it leveled out to be a pretty decent movie.
It's probably got the best hockey action. It just... just feel like... Because two, they're representing their countries. I just feel that they went too much too far. Maybe this should have been number two.
Yeah, they in their own little sweet way, they sort of all had, I don't know, I felt a very similar kind of Karate Kid kind of vibe with them. You know, and they're sort of the underdogs, they get smashed the crap out of halfway through the film. And then they have to sort of believe in their coach, and their coach and the original sort of trainer comes back to say, no, you've got this. And he sort of they go back and learn. And do you know what I mean? It's obviously completely different, but it's the same sort of like vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, don't forget who you are. You're changing too much kind of thing. And I like the fact that old Gordon Bombay came back for the third one. I just assumed he wasn't in it. When I saw him at the funeral, I thought that was actually quite beautiful.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. And he's just there at the end.
He did enough.
He's just letting the new coach have his kind of moment. And I just think Charlie needs to get over himself, and the team need to do. Yeah, they love being the Ducks, but if you get sold, you get on to new teams, you'll always be a Duck. Yeah,
but I found it weird where they threw out the... They've named a franchise out of our season. I'm like, it was such like an inside, because obviously we'll get to it, but there is like, well, no, there was a franchise. And it's just, you think, what the hell? Like,
yeah,
why are you guys not just playing for them then? Are you guaranteed contracts with them? Are you, you know, it's so... And if
Who's
they
defending
are,
the Pee Wee title? Who's defending the Pee Wee title that they never defended?
Well, yeah, I mean, and if you are like part of them, you know, could you like, can you really use the Ducks at another like school?
Yeah.
When you weren't really the Ducks, you were just Studio 5 or whatever the fuck you were called. You know, none of them wanted, they didn't want to be Ducks. They didn't want to be Ducks.
They didn't. This is the only one out of the three that I'd never seen before. This is the first, definitely a first time watch for me. I don't remember any of it. I definitely never watched this before in my life.
Yeah, no, same. I've never seen it. But like I said, I didn't mind it. I thought it was good. I felt the turnaround from the coach was too quick.
Yeah.
He was this heartless guy, and I thought he was going to be working with the other lot to make them fail, so they got kicked out.
Yeah.
I thought that's why he was so hard on them, and I thought that's why he was kicking Charlie out of the team. I thought he was dismantling them, playing them all deliberately in the wrong positions, so they failed, so he could get kicked out of the school. But he
no,
wasn't.
That makes
he,
sense.
He was on their side the whole time. You know, like just I said, going back to Karate Kid, when he's getting trained by the dude with black hair, it turns out it's the brother of the other guy, Cobra Kai.
So he's his mate, like,
yeah. He thought he was like his mate or whatever. He thought he was like helping him the whole time, but he was actually in on it and setting him up.
I know if I'm on a tangent, but as you brought it up, you know, he was actually younger than Daniel, like in that film.
Was he?
He was like 4 months younger. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Just
Ralph Macchio just doesn't age. That's crazy. Interesting few things, like the dorm used by the Varsities, the same dorm used in Dead Poets Society.
Oh.
Which I thought was quite interesting. We don't get Jesse in this film, who's in the first two. There's no, never gets mentioned whatsoever, because he's usually the head of the Flying V. But obviously then that kind of gets passed to Charlie, like, as the head of the Flying V, which is a bit weird. It's the only film in the trilogy that doesn't include We'll Rock You or We Are the Champions.
Yeah,
I can't remember when the first film came out. I thought the film was supposed to be called The Champions, which I think it was called in certain countries, which I thought was interesting.
Well, it would just fucked up the whole story, wouldn't it, really?
Spoiler alert. Well, but yeah, Gordon Bombay apparently is in less than 20 minutes of screen time. It's a bit of fun. I think all three of them are big fun. Have they aged well, apart from the first one and the bit of like casual racism? Like, I think they've not aged badly. I probably think two is probably the most fun.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, one lets yourself down because obviously, like the comments that you sort of touched on earlier on. Two, it's not. It's always good to have a good, Olympic style film. And like I said, like number three, you sort of knew the whole way through that they were going to get kicked out, they were going to get put back in, and everyone was going to embrace at the end. It was like it was there. It was so obvious. But yeah, I'd say two is probably the best all round.
I think so. We did put it out to Twitter. What did you think was better? The options were Mighty Ducks, Mighty Ducks 2, Mighty Ducks 3. Although there was more than one. Mighty Ducks 3 came in at a solid 0%, which is crazy. There was more than one, got 19%, as well as Mighty Ducks 2. And then everyone kind of, not everyone, obviously, 62% of the 42 votes preferred the first one, which that kind of does that. Obviously, away from the movies, the main other thing is the animated series, which Mighty Ducks, the animated series, is kind of apart from the name, and it's about hockey, nothing to do with the movies.
No, I mean obviously it's just cashing in on the name the Mighty Ducks.
Is, and all the toys and all that you find is on this series. There's some massive names in it. James Belushi, Tim Curry, Clancy Brown, Jeff Bennett. There's some real big names doing the voices. I did watch the first episodes. Did you watch the
Yeah.
first or the first two?
I watched the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
It was the first 5 minutes. I watched the
Yeah.
first. Oh.
I watched the intro music and thought, oh, listen to the intro music because it might be out of something we can sing for the intro. And then it all got a little bit wild. And then suddenly the ice hockey turned into like a rocket ship or something. And I was just like, do you know what? This is all a little bit crazy right now.
Yeah. It's a nice little backstory that their home planet is kind of, I think, about to blow up, and they have to go undercover as hockey players. They have the little stuff. It's fun. I love the intro music. That reminded me of good old 80s kind of rock kind of cartoon introductions.
I know, right?
And not very memorable, but I did appreciate it. If I watched more of them, I'd probably get onto it. But yeah, I only made one season, which was like, I think, like 26 episodes. But that was a thing. You found some jerseys.
Yeah, I found obviously jerseys from the original. I couldn't tell if they're official or not, but you could get some of the characters and stuff like that. So I thought that found like quite a good sort of little find. And the Funko Pops.
Yeah, they look cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they're out or they were coming out last year or whatever, but yeah, they all seem pretty decent as an item that sort of comes out. But that's the only like movie sort of stuff I could find. Like I said, the rest, there's toy lines, but it all is based on the animated series, but I get that.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense because they're just you can just go craziness. It's what they did.
If you love the Mighty Ducks, there's a podcast specifically like called The Quack Attack, which are massive like fans of the film. They've done 237 episodes so far.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun. I listened to an episode the other day, which was on pretty much like, if it was like the Marvel Cinematic Universe with post credit scenes, what would you have in like the three films? And that was a fun bit to listen to. So they're pretty cool. Obviously, we are supposed to be getting a Disney Plus TV series. I think like Cobra Kai, I think Emilio Estevez is the only kind of reoccurring character at the moment. So that'd be fun. That got on pause because of lockdown and COVID-19, but that's just restarted. I'll definitely watch that.
Yeah, I will, because it'll be interesting.
That seems like something that'd be a lot of fun.
100%.
And obviously that, I suppose you can't not talk about the main trivia of the movie is they actually had a team named after them. And now that it's called the Ducks, they've dropped the word Mighty on it. There's a crazy video of their first ever game, and randomly the Beauty and the Beast kind of introduction on Nice to them.
Yeah, that was funny. But again, that felt very like TV show
It did.
with the mask there. But I suppose the mask was on the jersey in the film, so I don't know.
But yeah, all in all, it's a fun franchise, especially like sporting wise. They get a little bit predictable, and Charlie's just an annoying, moody teen who just wants Gordon Bombay to sleep with his mum,
It is
which
weird.
is just it's just a bit weird. Like, oh, come on, can you take my mum out?
Yeah, come on, coach.
I'll make you tea in the morning.
Come on, go, do it and talk
Goes
nonsense.
quack quack quack. Give her the flying V.
So was it a fun film and a fun franchise? But the question, was it the funnest film on ice? Which leads us exactly to our top six as we look at the top six movies on ice. What movies we got going on this week, Griff?
I am trying to find them.
You want me to do it then?
If you got them, if you got them, go for it.
Yeah, we have obviously Mighty Ducks, we have Frozen, we have The Thing, we have Cliffhanger, we have Cool Runnings, and Blades of Glory.
Oh, I've lost my list completely. This is really bad of me.
I'm a lone wolf in a
This is.
cage. Lost my partner to
We chat too much on WhatsApp. Got it. Got it. Got it. Right. Who's going first?
a lie. My number six is Cliffhanger.
Oh my God. What's your math? That was so. Oh.
It just does nothing for me. So that's that.
Oh, that's that, is it?
I don't need.
Oh, that's
I need
that.
to drop
My
my
number
list.
six is Frozen. Yeah. You annoyed about it? We'll let it go. It's all right. I don't get the hype.
Oh, how long have you spent writing that?
My number six is Frozen.
Snow never bothered me anyway. My number five is Frozen.
Oh,
So it's
look at
relevant. That's why I've jumped in there.
My number five is Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quite,
Yeah,
quite.
it's all right. Just other ones are better.
Well, especially when you said Mighty Ducks 2's better and Mighty Ducks 1's on the list, so.
That's
That'll
true.
be interesting.
I think Mighty Ducks closes is like the trilogy as a trilogy kind of.
Yeah, I'd agree with
My fourth one is Blaze of Glory.
Oh, wash your mouth out.
I know, right?
That's a...
I know you love that movie, but
Because
I
it's
don't know.
fucking...
I think he's done a lot better. I don't know. I never kind of connected to Blaze of
No,
Glory.
but it's not about him doing a lot better. One, I don't know if he has. And two, it's an outstanding standalone film. Do you know what I mean? It's
Old
like...
school, Frank the Tank.
Well, I was saying you don't like Rambo because Sylvester Stallone's done better.
It's
My
just my
number,
opinion.
it's just wrong. My number four is The Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. My number three is The Thing. Nothing against it. It's a fantastic film. A really fantastic film. In fact, I love the film. But it's just I just have more go-to films. It depends what kind of mood you're in when you write the list, I guess.
Yeah. My number three will be The Thing. It's an amazing movie. Really, really good. I'm going by there. I don't think I've ever seen the. I did see the original, especially the original for Lazy
We've seen
Hollywood.
both. We've seen both for Lazy Hollywood. That's
But
the R five. That shows three as well.
in my mind, the remake's in my head.
Well, it's actually a remake. It's a prequel, but whatever.
And my number two is Cool Runnings. I love Cool Runnings. If it's ever on TV, the great John Candy. Yeah, a lot of fun. Cool Runnings is very, very good.
My number two is Blades of Glory.
Oh, I had money that was gonna be your number one.
It nearly was. It nearly was. It maybe it should
I'm
have been.
very, very, very surprised.
Well, we got over it. My number one, of course, is Cool Runnings. Everyone loves it. Everyone can quote it. And it's a really fun film that is on Disney Plus.
And my number one's Cliffhanger. I just have a very soft spot for that movie. I just love it. It's really great. It's very underrated, Sylvester Stallone movie, which obviously,
Or in your case, very overrated Sylvester Stallone film.
oh.
Oh, look at those shots fired again. These lists will bring us down, Griffy boy. They'll
Will
be the end of us.
it
We
will
should
be
do
and people be hammering in there going, oh, oi, oi, where's this?
We need to start doing it at the beginning of the show because we always end up falling out at the end.
No, we don't talk then for a week.
We don't. We just surprise and turn up and it's all
But no,
exciting.
I'll tell you what, we had a nice couple of bit of some nice reviews.
That's nice.
Put a smile on your face.
Put a smile on your face.
Put a smile on my face. We got one from Lydia. Saying glad I listened. I truly love this podcast. Lol, the hosts make me laugh. I love their banter, chemistry. I love how deep they get into the movies. I can't wait to binge. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing. It makes my day a lot happier. 5 stars, peace sign, heart, Lydia. Oh,
Oh, thank you very
thanks.
much.
Thanks, Lydia. And we also heard one from doesn't say, but it does on Twitter. So a geeky, blissful choir. This podcast is a gosh darn delight. Start with the lemonade mouth episode and work your way backward. You can have a good time with it. The conversations are inventive, informative, and most importantly, entertaining. Stop reading this review and just clip subscribe. Oh,
Lemonade
that's some
mouth and work your way
instructions.
backwards. That's just purely for the Disney episodes, no?
That was from Comic Book Couples Counseling on Twitter,
Oh,
which
thank
again,
you.
very, very flattering.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
And that's our reviews of the week. But obviously, we've had other people saying they've listened to the show. Batman really enjoyed it. Didn't get much of people telling me I need to watch Weekend at Bernie's. We had one person, which I don't think counts.
Well, you said if one person tells me, I'll watch it.
Did I? Someone has to go in, listen to the last episode, record the bit that I said that, and then post it on Twitter.
Oh, no, that's outrageous. Don't anyone cares that much.
It for Bernie. Do it for the
And
weekend.
actually said watch Weekend at Bernie's 2, which I think is a fantastic shout.
Did say which Bernie's too.
That's an amazing film, Weekend at Bernie's 2.
I've not seen either.
Oh, sorry,
Oh.
movie buff.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired.
Thank you very much for listening. If you want to join in the conversation, you can on Twitter. And where can they find us? Griff.
They can find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And of course, Instagram has plenty going on, loads of different stuff. So it's worth following both. But where can they find that, Griff?
Find us at Paul and Griff Show. You can click the links in either account and it will take you to everywhere you can listen to us and more. We're even on Podchaser. Find us on Podchaser. Leave us a nice review.
Find us
Or just,
everywhere.
or. We love feedback. We love feedback. Let us
Yeah, or
know.
just send us a message on Twitter. Always active and get a
And
lovely
obviously,
conversation with Griff about film. It's beautiful.
we had to do this week a bit light-hearted because, well, next we're going into a bit of horror month with Halloween and all that. Not the movie, just the period of the time. So,
Yeah,
looking
October is
forward to.
basically horror month. I'm crazy excited for this. Obviously, we know our schedule. It's dead exciting. And yeah, th this is going to be a blast.
We may not be on our own next episode.
Oh, trick or treat.
Am I allowed to say that?
Wait, you said it, didn't you?
Am
Can't
I allowed to say
unsay
that?
it.
You can edit me out, but But yeah,
I
I
do
did
most
say
weeks, to be fair. If you listen back to the show, it's pretty much just me talking to myself.
I never listen to my own voice.
That's because you're never on it. It'll take you out.
I know, right? Everyone's like, oh, it's just two people, can only hear one voice.
Oh, happy days. Is that time we've got to go, really, isn't it? To get to that ramble stage.
We are just rambling, 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 well, rambling. But thank you for all like your support. Yeah. Don't forget to check us out in Halloween, October.
Yeah, we're back next week for more Paul and Griff. Thank you very much. And yeah, see you next week.
Quack, quack, quack.